Lamed Beis, Tzitz Vim Aleph. Oyer Tzorech on the bottom of Goyvim Ein Lo Shir. The size of the bottom does not have any shir. In other words, it can be as small as you want, it can be as big as you want. The Maisa, and the Shabur brings the Oynim that say the Lachat Chil, it should not be less than two thumb breadths by two fingers, but generally an Etzva is a thumb breadth, and that's where Prima Gondon understand it, which is the size of most of these Tzvim is pretty much like that. Even though some people have very tiny ones. The problem with the very big ones is that it's hard to get them adjusted to the right place. There's one opinion that the Mishabur brings in the Oilus Talmud that if the square part of the film is less than one by one etzba, it's pretty small, then it's even possible to have a very big chiddush. It's based on the fact that you should have room for two pairs of tefillin, that's what's set in the Gemara. If it's too small, then you can have three pairs of tefillin. But that's a chiddush that is mark. If any way that Kamuvan is very small, you have to make sure the parshas are kosher. The smaller you get, the harder it is to make the parshas. Sis men beis shin shel tefillin halacha moish misin shiyasah bar abotim shel rosh kemin shin boiletes mikit me'or. The shin on both sides of the shel rosh has to be made out of the hide itself. It's basically plucked out of the hide and formed. It also has to be written. And we know writing, like we learned previously, means that you make form the letters, not the other way around. You etch out around it. So you can't just scrape out from the side and end up with the letters. That's why the ones that are made more mahudra, the sefer actually plucks out the thing to make it in the right shape. If you use a tefillah, a clamp that has a shape of a shin in it, it's a whole discussion whether that is good for this or not. Echad yamin vechad b'smol, one on the right, one on the left. V'shal yamin maniach. The one on the right is like a regular shin, it has three heads, and the one on the left has four heads. Even the lefty goes in the same thing. The left one is the one with the four. As I said before, using a stamp to make the shin, the Shabbat does bring that the Tad Magravam say that Lachatchila one should avoid it, because of the problem which we mentioned before. First, it's not clear if you're pushing out the letters, you're pushing in around the letters for discussion. But other friends say that it is acceptable, and Shabbos says that that is the minig to use it first. What they do, I don't know today, is if they want to do more letters, they pluck it out, and they have a letter. Then they want to make it look nice, and then they put the tefillah on it. But that's not a problem, because the letter was already written, you're just making it look a little. And the Shabbos says in Ikir Din, if you have a shin that looks like a shin, even though it doesn't have all the halachic classifications of a shin, it's good enough for this thing. Today, the seifim, the chetchila, make it more like a mamash shin. Some holders of the chetchila even have the tagim on the top, just sticking out of the shin, but it's not market. All the chetchila. And the Ramos is a chiddush. In hipech, einu nifsal. If by accident he put the forehead and the shin on the right side, and it should be on the left side, it is kosher. But the Mishabu says, if they're both the same, then it's possible. You have to have two different types, so three and four. Someone told me he was once in Iran, and he saw somebody with tefillin on, with the shin was in the front and the back, instead of on the two sides. They couldn't imagine how in the world it happened. And they started playing around with it, they thought it was a Lego tefillin. You could just pull out the... So the whole thing was possible. And by accident, so it fell out and they put it back in the hole. Sif Mem Gimel. Chorit Shel Shin Dahainu Chudu Lamata. The base of the shin, yegiya and mokum tefer, should go also to the bottom of the button. It shouldn't be in the middle of the vice. The Shabbos says that it's the ebed kosher, even if it did not make it down to the bottom. Ramah says, v'chein yud shebishin, tzorch liga lamata b'shulei hashin. When the shin is made out of a few yud, they have to be touching, it has to be one shin, not cracked. V'yim shechashin harbe, ela shegam shulei hashin, yehei nira ala tefer. It's possible to make the shin that part of it will be like below the base, if afterwards the base moves up. But the bottom line is, the way you see today, the base of the shin should be visible also.